Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Oh, hi everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the podcast version of our live radio show, which you can hear on the listener app, which you're probably on right now. Don't forget, you can stream B105 anywhere. Get that bad boy rolling in your earpods.
Do you reckon they would listen to us on the International Space Station? That would be cool.
They could.
There's a possibility for it. Here's one for you guys because we're just talking about OnlyFans.
How do we make that happen, by the way? Let's look into that.
Would you date someone whose job was using OnlyFans? Yes or no?
By the way, just off the air, we were discussing how OnlyFans were going to get rid of sexually explicit content.
And then they realised there was only one person using it for cooking shows. While naked.
Yes.
Would you
date someone whose job was OnlyFans?
The sexual stuff?
Well, yeah.
No.
What about if they asked you to join in?
No.
Do they want to lose money?
What's more scary? What's out in space, not knowing, or not knowing what's in the deep depth of our ocean?
Ocean.
Say space.
Nah.
Why does ocean bother you?
Because it's under you.
And
you're like kicking around.
Really?
And I know there's way more of a chance of me being stranded at sea than being stranded in space.
Yeah.
But there's Megalodon. He's out there and he'll help you out.
He's in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I know him. He'll be fine.
The giant shark.
Do you reckon he's still alive? My son's convinced. He's come up with all the reasons. I'm like, no.
Because I reckon you'll have more of a chance to know it's going. If something's coming from outer space, you know, if you see the movie, you're always like have that few minutes or couple of seconds where you see it coming. Whereas in the movies when things are underwater, the person's just like, splashy, splash.
Yeah.
No, mine's definitely out of space.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you date someone, by the way, on OnlyFans?
Because I used to date a topless waiter and it was just too much high pressure. I don't particularly like going out with someone who takes longer in a bathroom than me. This is just a reflection of me because I just know that it's too much grooming and that's not what I'm into.
At least it was quicker to do his laundry.
Yeah. He used to come home with scratch marks, bite marks and everything.
Mm.
Yeah. Did that part of it bother you or?
No.
Yeah.
No, it didn't bother me. I'm not really a jealous person though.
Yeah. I'm not good at sharing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Would you rather, A, have everything on your phone right now, browsing history, photos, everything made public, or B, never use your phone again?
Phone made public.
I'd just like to never have to use my phone again.
So you'll go with the other one?
Take that one.
What kind of quiz do we do? I didn't realise this is some kind of psychological quiz I didn't know about.
Just a BuzzFeed. We'll tell you your personality traits.
And I will...
Yeah. Is this where they go, you're most likely to be a serial killer?
Hey, guys, we can fire Stav because he's got a lot of stuff on his phone.
This is a
friend of mine on Instagram, Ben David Patrick, 21. He always does these would you rather. And I love the quizzes online that he does. Yeah.
See, I would like, if there was an option, to remove mobile phones out of the world completely.
So if everyone did it, yeah.
Everyone did. I think that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'd be,
it would change who we are,
Absolutely. I think it would change the way the world functions, who we are as people, how we interact.
Imagine
I think the world
bullying,
would be nicer.
Leaving, staying at school. 3 p.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. I reckon the world would be nicer. Not that mobile phones are the problem, it's the people on the phones and on the social media. Mm. But
well, then it is kind of the phone enabling it, isn't it?
Yeah. But it would be interesting, wouldn't it, to go back to the good old days?
Do you want to do a phone MSD where everyone, like, just put it in? No, it's fine. We're all doing it. No, all right, check your emails one more time. Now do it. Okay, you text. All right, fine, call your mum.
Would you have to get rid of the laptops as well then? Or is it like, well, we can be on the internet at home?
I think we would find a way. We'll constantly find a way to be able to connect.
Yeah.
And then...
But I guess even just the phone would be a big step because you know what it's like. The minute there is a second silence in your life, bang, phone comes out.
Of course.
You know, you never just sit anywhere and just be.
Oh, imagine having to go back and write letters
to people.
Yeah, like rather than just writing a quick message on Facebook to your friend, you'd have to write a letter overseas.
Or when you go out and your partner's not home, just pop to the shops back in 10.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days.
You know, the other thing would be annoying though is I'd have to go back and say to my teacher, you are right. I will never just have a calculator on me all the time. You know? Remember that old chestnut?
Mm-hmm.
You need to work this out because you'll never just have a calculator in your pocket.
Sucker! I got a compass and everything.
I know. I downloaded the level. Level.
Have you ever used the compass?
Compass? No, I navigate by the stars.
But do you use it on the phone?
No.
Some people do.
I just follow Stav. Hey, all right, here we go. Let's roll the podcast. On today's show, we find out what you can get cut out and take home. It's very surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And we also catch up with Dane Zorko. And can I get a...
Oh, yeah. When my son does it, it's more like, oh, yeah. It's like, no, don't do that.
It'll all make sense in the middle of the podcast. Here we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Everyone hates baby photos of them. It's a classic at a 21st birthday party where your parents make a photo board back in the day when everyone had photos and put them up of all your embarrassing photos. Now, you don't know this guy, but you would probably recognize him as a baby. Spencer Eldon. He was the guy on the front cover of Nirvana's Nevermind album. These guys.
Tune.
Oh, I know, it's a great album.
30 years old. It sold over 30 million copies. One of the best-selling albums of all time. He was the baby in the pool.
Yes.
Naked.
Yes.
Going after the money.
That's right.
Overnight reports come out that he is now suing the band and a lot of other people involved with it because no one asked him if he wanted to be on the cover.
Each to their own.
Uh-huh.
But remember when we were talking about him reenacting it? So he reenacted it. He wanted to go nude again. Mm-hmm. The photographer said, no, you can't. He's done interviews about it. But I think he's had years to reflect since that time and decided that he can't get a job now.
You can't tell me he hasn't used that in a pub, gone to a jukebox, put on Smells Like Teen Spirit, and then gone up to a girl and gone, hey,
that's me.
I'm the baby.
Well,
completely correct. And I think in the case, the court case, all the other lawyer has to do is go, please remove your shirt, because across his chest he's got Nevermind tattooed.
Does he now?
Yes. It's in that. I'm looking at the photo of him doing it, the recreation as a baby, and it's got Nevermind across his chest there as a tattoo. So
how much is he trying to sue for?
A lot, and he's suing a lot of people. So he's suing like 127 people.
All the band members, the estate,
the photographer, all the people. But it got me thinking about famous people that have been, well, not famous people, famous band covers and the people that were on there. And there's been a few, and the last one is probably the most interesting. But Fall Out Boy, American Beauty, American Psycho, they had a 13-year-old with an American flag painted on, you know, Fall Out Boy, these guys. So Jake Carlin was his name. He was 13 at the time. He confessed that he'd never actually heard any of Fall Out Boy's music, but after he was on the cover, he went back and listened to it, and he actually quite liked it.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that was sort of their big breakthrough album worldwide.
Mm.
Before that, they had a bit of success with Under the Cork Tree, but...
Yeah, I like that. I actually prefer that album. But he said that Pete Wentz was on set the whole time. He was very instrumental in how it looked and what
was going on. So did he just answer an ad? He just got
Most of these guys were child models and just sort of rocked up. He's gone on to act in... Nothing you've heard of. Notorious B.I.G., this guy. Yeah.
What's he doing these days?
living with Elvis. Ready to Die album. It had a picture of a baby on there. Now, he was a baby when it was done. He had a big afro. Millions and millions of copies sold. One of the highest-selling albums of all time. The baby, Keith Roy Yearwood, made $150.
Wow, that's good,
isn't it?
It would have been good at the time. You know, when the mum's like, oh, look at that, sweet deal.
Yeah. Let's put 100 in an account and take the other 50 by a carton. He'll never know.
He'll never know. This one's my favourite. Janine Linemulder from These Guys' album.
Oh, didn't give me the hook. Let's try that again. The nurse, eh?
Yeah, it wasn't a child. She was already an adult entertainer when she got the cover of that. And She wasn't a real nurse. No, she wasn't a real nurse. No,
she'd acted as one many times.
Mm, mm-hmm. She never cleaned the pool either. But she, after the album cover came, get ready for this, she became, have a guess. Film star. Album cover.
Enema of the State was the name of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say she actually became a medical professional.
Uh-huh. A lawyer.
Close. She became a kindergarten teacher.
How's that close?
She became a kindergarten teacher. She's got an amazing life, right? So she married the guy from West Coast Choppers, which is a reality TV show, you know, the one where they fix up cars and stuff and motorbikes. Mm-hmm. She married him. They got divorced. They had a kid together. They got divorced. She went to jail. So when she was in jail, him and his new wife, Sandra Bullock, looked after her kids for her.
No.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock married the guy from West Coast Choppers. Yeah. Even more ironically, guess what she went to jail for? Speed.
Really? She on the gear?
No, the last bit was a joke reference to Sandra Bullock movie. But yeah, yeah. Sandra Bullock looked after her kids while she was in jail.
So the chick from Enema of the State album.
Yep.
Her kid's stepmom is Sandra Bullock. What a wild ride.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I don't know if we'll get any, but if we do, it'll be amazing. 131060, is there someone who is a stranger that saved your life? Maybe it was an operation. Maybe they saved you from a burning
building.
House. Maybe a car accident. Tell us your story in 131060, because this is an amazing one from a university student in Sydney. Of course, I don't know if this is a freaky thing or just the sign of the times that now medical students are doing their lessons on Zoom.
Oh, wow.
Probably not the operations.
I hope the practical stuff's not happening. Yeah, I hope not. All right, now, everyone get your operation board games out. we're going to remove a lung today.
But there is a girl called Jacinta. She's 21 years of age and she's a medical student, and she was hopping on a Zoom for one of her lessons, and there was a professor, Professor Cohen, and she's like, oh, Cohen is a surname that's familiar to me, but she never knew this surgeon's first name. Mm-hmm. And then when she's getting to talk, for him talk, she just couldn't believe it. And she waited for the whole lesson to go, and then there was any questions, and it was supposed to be about the actual lesson. Mm. And you've got to excuse the audio because it sounds like someone else has filmed it as they're eating. But she said, well, I just need to tell you that you've actually saved my life. This is it.
Oh, sorry. This is not actually a question. This is just a bit of a full circle moment, and I'm quite shocked right now. I believe you were actually my surgeon in 2001, and you operated on me for bilateral Wilms tumour. And so it's insane that I'm now, you know, being taught by you. So I just want to say thank you so much. Yeah, I'm absolutely honoured right now.
That's amazing. I'm completely floored, Jacinda. This is one of the great privileges of being a pediatric surgeon. You have the opportunity to do something for somebody for later in life. This brings to mind the saying of the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto. It says, care for what the child may become.
Aww.
It was a beautiful moment, and she was in tears. She had a cancerous tumour on her kidney at the age of one, so it was a delicate surgery. He did surgery, and he did it so well that she did have chemo, but it's never come back. And she went through, I think, her first year of her life, second year of life, was in hospital going through all the chemo. But, yeah, she was like, oh, my God, I got into medicine because my parents had told me so much about this surgeon.
Wow.
Did it only dawn on her halfway through the lesson, or did she see it was going to be with him that
Once
day?
Once he started doing the lesson about what it was, she was like, oh my God. And like I said, she only knew the surname.
Wow.
She hadn't had the professor's first name. So, yeah, she was in tears for it, probably learnt nothing of the lesson.
there's a great YouTube video. There's a man being interviewed on stage in a theater about how many Jews he rescued during the Holocaust. And one of the crowd members stands up and says, I just want to thank you because I'm one of the people. And then one by one, the entire crowd gets up and he saved all those people. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I've seen that video. It's pretty incredible.
I mean, obviously it was set up. They knew it. It wasn't just happening.
No, it was a coincidence.
Oh, see, stuff like that.
A few stood up who weren't actually saved. They just didn't want to be left behind. Oh, we're all standing up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I have to watch that because I just get tears where I'm like, someone has changed the course of someone else's life and they don't even know it.
They woke up that day not thinking they were going to save a life. Like it was just any ordinary day, and then all of a sudden they became a hero. You hear those ones about people who were like, you know, they saved someone from drowning. They're like, man, I was walking my dog down the beach, and I was like, well, he looks like he can't swim.
Your friend did that, didn't they? They saved someone from a car.
Well, JC that used to work here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled someone out of a burning vehicle. Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
This is exciting.
It's ridiculous is what it is.
Yeah. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, you'd left the studio yesterday, right? Mm. And I was complaining to Maddie. And I said, my son, my 9-year-old son, has started making the most annoying noise. And I've had to get it out of him. I said to him, it sounds like you're trying to do number two. Like, it's just, what are you doing? And he goes, what does it sound like? And I said to Maddie, it's like a, yeah. And he said, is it this?
Oh, yeah.
And I went, oh, my God, yes, that's it. And I have been saying to my son, I don't know why. And he goes, well, I don't know why I've started saying it. I said, well, stop saying it. It's annoying. I don't know where you got it from, but stop it.
Just quickly, on 13, 10, 60, can I get a, oh, yeah?
Have you ever heard it? No. But have you ever heard of the challenge?
No.
Yeah, see, I hadn't. I can only, from my experience, I've only heard guys doing it.
I never knew where it came
so
from.
I know,
hon.
I've never heard of it either, like, until Xander started doing it.
Is it a YouTube thing?
Well, it started as a meme, and we Googled it yesterday. It's on TikTok. It's the Oh Yeah Challenge, it's called, where you challenge people, they've got to do it. And this is one of a kid and his dad in a Walmart in America.
Hey, Dad, can I get a Hoya? Hoya!
That's a good one.
So that's a very good one.
Generally done in public. Mm. And I think if you play the game, you have to do it. So
if someone goes, can you give me a hi,
you've got to respond.
From SpongeBob, apparently.
What?
Started with SpongeBob?
Yeah, what? Mr. Krabs.
If you don't know about it, how'd you know that?
Because I have a thing called the internet right next to me.
He can't help but Google and get informed before we get on.
But it was a TikTok challenge from SpongeBob?
It started from SpongeBob. Right. There's a famously adult episode of SpongeBob SquarePants, and it's called something about panties, and he says it to Mr. Krabs.
Oh, yeah! SpongeBob. Is it something about panties, or are you saying something? Is that something
panties.
Yeah,
that could be it. It is the most annoying sound.
When does he do it, though? Does he realize it's a challenge?
Like, I just heard dinner's on the table, and he goes, oh, yeah! And you're like, no, mate, just sit down. Stop doing that. Why are you doing it? And he's like, chicken. Oh, yeah. I'm like, no, it's not. Just eat a meal. It's so annoying. And then our little 2-year-old copies him. Oh, yeah.
We had yeet in our house for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was being yeet, yeet, yeet.
Well, that's from Laserbeam.
Oh, is that? Yeah. Did he invent yeet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are your kids on sheesh yet? Sheesh.
No.
Xander's all over that.
But now I think it was just an annoying habit that he picked up. Now I just need to ask you.
Yeah, that's
hey, Maddie,
a good point.
Is this what people are doing?
Is it on the internet? Hey, Jess in Crestmead.
Hi.
Can I get a hi, yeah?
So my 4-year-old's been walking around the house saying it.
No, I guess that's a no.
Outside in the backyard. Yeah. And I was like, where did you get that from? But I'll give you mine. Mm-hmm. Can I get a hi, yeah?
So you didn't know where it was from either. Was it annoying?
Well, I knew it was off TikTok, but I didn't know how she learned it. I was like, what on earth?
Yeah.
I was like, who's teaching you this stuff? She goes, Uncle Kenny. I was like, stop it.
Okay.
Yeah. Xander told me last night that there is a Fortnite meme of it.
Oh, well, then that would be.
So that's probably maybe where Finny's gotten it. That's where Xander saw it.
It started on TikTok, right? The Chinese must think we are so strange.
Look how easy it is to control the West. Can I get a, oh, yeah?
I don't want to do it. Oh, yeah.
Can I get a yay, China?
Yay, China.
Yes.
It's Chinese.
We are morons.
Over in China, we say that because it is a Chinese company. Yeah. Over in China, because they can't have, they have a different form of Twitter, but they're on TikTok though, right?
No, I don't think they're on TikTok. It's just made from there from there and data mined and everything. Yeah.
Hey, Justin and Margate.
There you go.
Can I get a...
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly how my fun does it.
Clearest space that in the award cabinet.
Emily, are you on for a... Hi, yeah.
Hi, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm sorry I brought this
Don't apologise and shush, shush, shush.
You taking notes?
Oh, Emily, you've obviously heard it before.
Yeah, I actually do it on Fortnite with me and my friend Eat. I'm 28.
You know, Stav and I are just realising it's so easy to get a high air from a woman. You just need to ask for it.
Yeah.
Good on you, Emily. And let's wrap it up. Scotty from Beanley. Actually, Stav?
Yeah?
You ask him.
Oh, thank you. Scotty from Beanley, can I get a...
Oh, yeah!
It's not the first time Scott's done that.
It's not. And it won't be the last. Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, I tell you what, last week was absolutely amazing at the Gabba as the Brisbane Lions made it to the top four. Everyone was just cheering. And, of course, now it is finals. Unfortunately, they're not going to be at the Gabba. It's at Adelaide Oval.
Mm-hmm.
What a drag, Zorko. hey, mate, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. How do you feel about travelling for this one? You obviously want to be at home, but does it change much for you when you've got to play in another state?
Not really. No, this week was always planned to be at Adelaide Oval, so we sort of knew early on that it was going to be away. But if we were to lose this weekend, then fingers crossed our next game would be at the Gabba. Fingers crossed, that is.
Yeah, see, I'm saying yes, 100%. I need it to be at the Gabba. But are you guys packing extra clothes this time since you were caught out in Melbourne?
Well, we won't know just yet, unfortunately. You know, AFL and that's still making decisions. So, you know, you'd like to think that we won't. And you'd like to think that we would get a home final if we were to win this weekend or to lose. But really, it's still up in the air, which is, you know, creates a little bit of uncertainty. But we've been in that position all year anyway. So it's not really too different for us.
There's a whisper it's going to, the game could be at Perth. There was, our sources were telling us yesterday. Have you heard any of that?
Yeah, well, it looks like the grand final's probably going to be there. So I guess to make it easier for teams that are in Victoria, all that sterile corridor between government and everything like that, it's making it difficult for those sort of teams to get into Queensland at the moment. So fingers crossed that we'll be able to host a final, but it's probably looking that way that it could be all over in the West.
Mm. Text Anna, you'd have Anastasia Palaszczuk's number, wouldn't you, Zorks?
Or buzzer after this.
Yeah.
Tell her we said hello.
They're asking me all the hard-hitting questions. I'll tell you why. I dodged it for them. Yeah.
So you just write to her. Just write, calm.
No, well, like you said, they are saying that the grand final will be in Perth unless, Victoria government can do anything about it, because the contract was signed with Victoria government to have the grand final there.
Mm.
So that's why they can make the decisions for it. But everyone says, and I've never been, that Perth is a beautiful stadium.
Yeah. Oh, it's a wonderful stadium. We really enjoy playing there as well. So, I mean, it's very similar dimensions to the MCG. I reckon it's only a couple metres longer. But, yeah, in terms of a facility that's state-of-the-art, it is amazing. It really is. And the facilities for the players are incredible. We could have actually stayed there when we were over there the other week. We felt like we probably could have just stayed in the rooms. They had everything we needed. So
yeah, but it's bloody far away. Like, you know, you need to ride, go to Bali, you know?
Yeah, at the same time, isn't it? So, we'll push our case for Bali then.
Yeah, probably not at the moment, actually. No.
Before a few years ago, you guys weren't, you know, making finals. And now that you've made finals again, there is a lot more confidence going in, I guess, for the team, because you guys have all been together for a while. It's always been like it's a young side. But now you've got that finals experience. It must be more confident going in this time.
Yeah, definitely. I think the last 2 years have held us in really good stead for what we're about to embark on. And fingers crossed, everything we've learned over those past experiences can help us, you know, ultimately win the big one this year, which is obviously our main goal. And we've given ourselves a great opportunity again by finishing in the top four. So it's over to us now to get the job done. But I'm really confident that our players can do it.
Hey, I'm not sure if you had us on before you called through, Zorko, but we were just talking about the Oh Yeah challenge on air. Have you heard about this on TikTok?
No, I haven't.
All right. So
he's like, I have a life.
I haven't.
Look, I'm just swearing between the boys. Have you heard any of the boys go, oh, yeah, before?
Oh, yeah, I have actually. Mitch Robinson.
Of course. That must be a Fortnite thing. I was saying that I get sick of my son saying it. I didn't know where it came from. And I was complaining in the studio. And Maddie's like, oh, yeah, I know that. Everyone says it. But it must be a game, I think.
It'd be a cool thing to have. You know how you boys get to pick your song that plays when you kick a goal? If you could have that play when you kick a goal.
Can I get a high end? Whole crowd. Oh, yeah.
Is Charlie Cameron running past you what song he's going to do? Because everyone's waiting to find out what his song is, because he keeps changing it every week when he scores a goal.
Yeah, he does change it every week. I didn't know that was the plan at the start of the year, but obviously he's taken that into his own. And I don't mind it. It's, he does keep it a bit of a secret. Only the the organisers upstairs know what song he's getting played. So it's a bit of a raffle when it comes out.
Bit annoying for him, though, if he thinks he's picked a banger and he doesn't kick a goal that game. Yeah. He's like, ah, come on, give me the ball. Give me the bloody ball. I've got Bon Jovi lined up today. Come on.
Well, since he's been changing him, he's going all right.
So yeah.
We'll get him to keep changing him.
Hey, Zorko, hang there, mate. We're going to roll out a bit of Guy Sebastian. And when we come back, we've got a game we've never played before. You're our first test subject. It's called Did He Kick It? So we're going to play you a bit of commentary in the lead up for someone going for a goal. And then you've got to tell us whether or not you think they were able to kick it or not.
Perfect.
All right. Stand by. Dane Zorko is on with us. Can I get a hiya from you? Can you just give me one?
Hiya!
Yeah!
Can I kick it?
Fun little game Maddie has thought of because the captain of the Lions, Dane Zorko. So, Dane, you're obviously in the games. So you don't hear the commentary. And I know when I'm at the field, there's a lady next to me and she's there every week and she has it on as well so she can hear the
The radio
the
and
radio
it is. I love
going.
That.
So I like to overhear it as well. But when you're watching the games back, you know how they set you guys up? Like, there's no way they could miss it.
Yeah.
And then you miss it.
So we thought we would test. We would test you to find out did they kick it or not? Was it a goal or maybe it was a behind or they missed it completely? Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. So this one's from 2019, Adelaide Crows, and you were involved and you kicked it to Charlie Cameron.
On the breakaway, Zorko. Brisbane can be damaging like this. Places it in the spot.
Now, did he kick it or did he miss it?
I'm going to say he kicked it. He had a day out that day.
For four goals, Charlie Cameron can walk away with a big smile.
Yay!
Yay. He kicked it. Do you remember that?
One by 1 point.
We did win by 1 point. Oh, we were all clear. And then they kicked a couple of late goals. But, we'll take it.
It was all in the setup, right, Zorko?
Hey?
It was all in the setup, mate. The player before who set him up for it just handed it to him pretty much.
Yeah, correct. Put him in the best spot.
Yeah, it was a gift. It was a gift. All right, this one is from last weekend. You guys versus West Coast at the Gabba. Fourth quarter, 6 points in the game.
Berry, right in front. I can't make too many mistakes from here, Brisbane.
Jared Berry, did he kick it?
He didn't. He missed.
You'll know that. There's a critical error.
And you didn't forget.
I don't think anyone forget. Everyone's like, He did get some other absolutely brilliant ones. So, yeah, not taking that away.
He kicked one straight after it, actually. The next play, he got a free kick. So.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. West Coast were so thrilled about that, weren't they?
Do you bring those up in the shed, Zorko? Do you like, mate, you were right there, what happened? Or is it just sort of the thing you let go?
No. We let him know.
We're all off our seat ready. Do you know when you're all ready? You're like, All right. Now, this one is yours truly. This is you against North Melbourne at the Gabba in 2015.
Virtual short to Lyons. Leading possession winner for Brisbane. To Zorko.
Did you kick it or miss it?
I find it hard to believe that you'd put it in a clip where I didn't kick a goal, so... I'm saying goal.
Oh, no, this is awkward.
You don't know.
Zorko. What was...
Everyone's seen some shanks over the last couple of weeks. Long kick too for little fella. That's gone to gully.
Sorry, mate.
Must have just missed, eh?
Yeah.
The commentary was harsh. Sound like a hard kick. Back. What they're saying is you're like, you're so good, you're guaranteed. They just didn't expect it, you know.
Also,
a one-off.
Patronising to call you a little fella. Like, you've missed the goal. They don't need to, you know, rub salt in the wound.
Yeah. No, they get a bit like that, those commentators.
Yeah. Only when you're standing next to Big O. That's different.
All right, we're going way back here, Zorks, and I believe we've done our research. You were at this game as a spectator. It's 1989, Carlton v the Brisbane Bears at home, and it's the one and only Warwick Kappa.
Kappa at the back. And Kappa will kick from outside 50 metres.
That was set up perfectly for Warwick Kappa.
Now, it's outside 50, but, you know, it's Kappa, so did he kick it or miss it?
I'm going to say that's too far out for Kappa. I'm going to say he's missed.
Dixon off and Bernie Harris on for the Bears as Kappa comes in for the kick.
He's got the distance and the accuracy. Looks good. It's a goal.
Oh, he's got it.
He kicked it.
I hope Tapper's not listening.
Me too. Will be. He'll ring you.
He started playing football again.
No.
Yeah, hasn't he?
I don't, is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Just haven't
I don't
heard
know
much.
If he's playing footy, though.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I thought he was. He's gone back into the mature age.
Nothing with surprises. Mm. Hey, Zorks, always a pleasure to chat to you, mate. We're looking forward to it. You're taking on Melbourne Saturday, 7:30 in Adelaide. Best of luck. We know you boys can do it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I brush my teeth once a day in the morning. I never ever floss, like, unless I've got some, like, steak stuck in there. After about 3 days, I'll be out.
You'll be a dentist.
Hot. Hot. Yeah, Maddie's saying that he never brushes his teeth ever.
Once a day, I brush them before I come to work.
Sounds more dramatic if we just say never.
Never, yeah.
So he's always goes to the dentist and says, I don't need any work done, I'm fine. Now, wisdom teeth still got him, not an issue. And two, had a toothache.
Yeah. So ached for about a week, and then I decided to go to the dentist. And then it was really annoying because once I got a referral to go to an oral surgeon, because there's a cyst in there apparently, it started to feel good. Like, it didn't hurt anymore.
So you went yesterday.
Well, I was going to cancel. I thought, is there any point going? Because it's better. I thought, no, they moved around to get me in, so I'll go along to the appointment. Mm. And when I got there, I said that to the surgeon. I was like, man, it doesn't even hurt anymore, so I don't think I need to be here. I was nearly going to cancel. He said, you never should cancel.
No.
And I thought, of course, because then you wouldn't get $180. Anyway, he laid down. He goes, oh, yeah, no, there's definitely a cyst in there. Said, it doesn't hurt, but he goes, that's because it burst. It would have released the pus, and that's why it doesn't hurt at the moment.
Oh, but then I don't get my...
Don't get your what?
Remember I asked him if we could get...
If you could keep the cyst?
Just have a look at it. I told you that when they come out...
They're
I know,
all like...
I've got a weird thing, but you know, and you just...
Mm.
Haven't you ever been to a doctor where they give you a little specimen jar and they're like, do you want to take this home?
No.
I said, yes, I would love to take my gonads home.
So, you didn't get them cut off. You got a vasectomy.
So what? You had a cyst, cyst filled up, cyst burst.
That's why
in
hurt
in the jaw, or like so?
It's,
did you?
It's beside my wisdom tooth, but it's inside the gum.
Right.
So it obviously found its way through and
so
came out.
Do you have to have them removed so you don't get it again?
Well, see, this is where you shouldn't feel too disappointed, because he went, "Watch this," and he pressed on it, and it went again.
Oh.
And he's like, "So it's still infected." And he said, that is going to have to come out.
Right.
So, yes, the wisdom tooth is going to come out, along with they're going to clean out the cyst at the same time, the gunk.
Mm.
And I will, in fact, have to go under for it.
Mm.
And I said, oh, what if you just numb it? He said, trust me, you don't want to be awake for this.
Yeah, don't be awake.
I went under for wisdom teeth because they, some people, they have to yank so much.
My dentist.
So you want to go under because it, like, sometimes they have to press.
Yeah,
on.
My dentist had his knee on my chest.
Really?
To get him out. So, yeah, they don't really do wisdom teeth awake.
He said after he didn't need to, he just didn't like me, but.
You do get to bring your wisdom teeth home. I've got those. Mm. You always say you're not allowed to get, like, souvenirs.
You can't get, like, your kidney or your anything that can biodegrade and rot and stuff.
You can just put it in resin, can't they? Like, you know, everything goes in resin these days.
Every time, like, Scotty gets, like, a hairstyling for surgery to get, like, a splinter removed, they keep that.
Keep that, yeah.
Yeah, or nails.
My mum got a twig, like, 6 inches, remember?
She?
Yeah, six inches. Fell into a tree and she got that. She got to keep that.
But it's always weird, like, you don't want to say no, because when they come out with a specimen jar and say, would you like this, or this is your teeth, would you like them? You feel like going, well, not really, but okay.
You'd keep a bullet.
Absolutely, you'd keep a bullet. Well, they'd probably want it for evidence, which would be hurtful.
Only if it was an illegal shooting.
Keep bullets in them rather than removing.
I want my bullet. I said he could shoot me.
Yeah. Is it true what?
That people keep bullets in them then removing if it's in a really terrible spot.
Yeah, if it's next to an artery or something, sometimes they'll leave it there.
This is where I'm at with it, though. That one's definitely got to come out. And I said to him, can I just ignore it for a bit? He said, you can, but you'll be back here in 12 months. It'll be double the size. It'll be worse.
Mm.
Then I was faced with the choice of, he goes, what do you want to do with the other three?
Yeah.
I said, are they fine? He's like, there's nothing wrong with them. He said, but there's a chance that they will get themselves a little cysty as well, and you will have to come back. So I think I'm going to get all four done at the same time. Just, okay, I'm already under. Hook in, bro.
Where you pay the same anaesthetic fees and surgery fees.
Exactly what I thought.
You do get swollen. Like, I was missing potato head for a long time, and you get bruising, and it's painful. But as long as you don't get it in... Huh?
A long time.
Mine was a few days.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, but you get... You just got to make sure you don't get them infected, because once you get a dry socket,
oh God,
which I got, that was...
Oh, my wife had it too. It looked like the most pain I've ever seen a human be inflicted upon.
Thanks for the pep up.
Well, right. That's only if that happens.
You'll be better than I did. I was young and silly and went out and partied, which they said do not do.
Nah, me, I'll be Netflix and ring-a-ding-ding of the bell. smoothie, please. But wanted to know on 131060, am I going to be allowed to keep my teeth?
Mm.
And what have you kept? Have you had something cut out? Have you kept anything from a surgery? I've got my screw from my ankle, and I've got a little collection going now.
So you had that in, you stayed in there for 6 weeks, and then you had to have it removed, right?
Yeah.
What, are you building a Maddie?
Well, maybe, like a zombie version of myself. So 131060, what have you kept that was cut out?
Mm.
Yeah, like anything fleshy?
Well, Stav said that you can't keep any of that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the limit?
You're like, I think you can.
No, I just want to know what the limit is, because teeth would be...
Probably okay.
I think, again, anything that doesn't biodegrade and become a biohazard, you could probably keep.
Toxic.
Yeah.
But also,
yeah.
It's if that cut your finger off, it's like, it's my finger. You can't tell me what to do with my finger.
No, you can't take your finger. You guys think you're walking down the street with a guy with a necklace on? That's my finger. Lost that in the war.
No, but if they put it preserved, like, you know how you get them in science labs when you go in there and they put, like, some sort of...
They've been donated, though. Here, lend me your ears. Okay, here, I kept it out for a... Brooke and Morayfield, what did they cut out of you that they gave you?
Oh, hi. It wasn't me. It was actually my mum. She had a ganglion, which is like a gristly disc that was cut out of her wrist.
Really?
And she kept it in the specimen jar on the windowsill in the kitchen.
Reminder of not to do that again?
I think so. It was pretty gross.
What did they put it? They'd have it floating around in a liquid, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did, yeah.
Was it a
I don't know about
liquid?
Putting it out in a... Well, yeah, it does, to preserve it. But it's just that's kind of like a roundy thing, isn't it? Right.
I'm not sure. They tried to get rid of it by whacking it with a book, but it kept growing back. So it ended up growing back. So yeah, then she had it cut out, and yeah, it was just sitting on the window, still in the kitchen, in a little jar.
Yeah, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, her sister from another wrister. Look at that.
Jeez, Louise.
Cass in Marsden. What did you keep from a surgery?
I've kept a few things. What? I had this big, weird, fatty cyst thing in my arm, and they cut it out, and I was like, can I keep it? And they said yes, so I took it home in a jar, and I kept it on my little shelf until it melted into fatty nothingness.
Okay.
And then I had my gallbladder removed, and they took out some of the stones, and the surgeon sneakily let me take one home.
How big was one of those stones? Because I hear that passing gallstones are supposed to be the
most painful
thing. Yeah, kidney stones.
You can't pass gallstones. Gallstones. So it was
kidney stones, right?
Yeah, it was 4 centimetres long.
Right. Whoa.
So big enough to skim across a lake.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I had really big ones, and I love it. I called it Henry.
Did you draw a face on it or something? You know, be like rock.
But occasionally I go and poke it.
I love how you say no like that's the stupid. You're like,
Henry.
No, I'm not going to paint Henry, you idiot.
Emma, it's like Greek.
Weirdo.
What did you keep?
So true.
Emma?
Yeah, Emma.
Yeah, Emma,
yes?
So yeah, yep. What'd you keep, hon?
I kept my placenta.
See.
That's common though, isn't it? A lot of people keep
placenta. Well, that wouldn't really last, or does it get dry or hard?
So I kept it in the fridge for a while because it's better fresh. I wanted to make a print of it, so I painted it with a roller and I put a piece of paper on it, and it's now all dry in my baby book. So it looks amazing. It looks like a big tree. You can see all the veins.
Yeah, wow. You didn't, did you? Because some people, don't they dry it, crush it and take it as a tablet?
Well, they put it in capsules. Yeah. You can do that.
I couldn't
bring myself to eat it.
Emma, you can't see it, but you are completely freaking out our pregnant producer who is losing her mind over this at the moment.
You can ask to keep your placenta.
Yeah, you can keep your placenta. Bring it in. We'll draw a face on it.
It was so big. I wasn't expecting it to be so big.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Peter the placenta.
I think you can donate it to research as well if you want, Shiv.
Heaps of people do it.
Stem cells, you know how you can get those donated or you can keep them.
Yeah, you can make it into a cookie.
Can you?
Yeah, placenta cookie.
Whack it in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, this is fun because we've had these before.
We're
Kelly,
still around.
In Boondall, what did you keep from your surgery?
I kept my old breast implants.
Now, right. Kel, we went to a plastic surgeon. I don't know how. They put boobs on stuff.
It was a very confusing time for me.
Very
it was
confusing.
Very confusing time.
Oh, but they are. We had them here at work for a while, and they're it's like a stress ball.
Stress ball, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty squishy. Mm.
Do you have a partner? Like, did you just throw them to them to have a play with? Or
Yeah. They just sit in the top drawer. Even sometimes my kids get them out. It's a bit weird, but.
Did you have them replaced or you just wanted to get them taken out?
I had them replaced.
Yeah.
In fact, that's a good point, though, because my my daughter loves stress balls, loves the smooshy ones.
But they always break.
They always break, but those ones don't. Wonder if you can just buy them for that.
Well, we've had this one here.
Yeah, but Kaylin, the sales guy, he might have grown attached to it. He's had it for years.
Yeah, so sometimes you walk over to sales, right, because it's weird that we have them, but you see him and he's on a sales call and he's just got it in his right hand just
the clients freak out because they don't know why he constantly goes all the time. So.
Does that freak you out, Abs? Because it's your boob.
It's not my... No, Kelly, I wanted to see what they would be in size-wise. Mm. Yeah, well, the right one's over in Sydney. Remember our old boss took that?
Did he? God, you got HR cases all over town. Look at you. Why are you here?
I'll tell you what, though.
You're retired.
That's the biggest cleavage in the world.
Thanks, Kel. Good on
you. Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The Radio First is happening live on B105 as we cross over to Logan now, which is the world's busiest drone delivery suburb in the world, apparently.
Yeah.
You can't fly a kite there, can you?
No. No, you can't.
Liam joins us. Hi, Liam.
Hello.
Now, you told us you live in a share house with 7 people, and they did a little promo, this wing.com joint, and they were giving out free packets of Tim Tams. You all got one delivered each.
Yeah, that's right.
And now you're standing by. We've got your location. We've ordered you some Lamingtons, and we're trying to see if we can get a live delivery on the air right now.
Yeah, sounds good.
Now you're pumped. He's
so excited.
We're so excited.
This is our first. But you said that, Liam, you just see him in the sky all the time now.
Yeah, we see him all the time. Like, we'll be sitting out the back, and you just hear him fly over. It's just normal now.
Wow. Is there a time limit? Like, you would never hear them after a certain period at night?
Oh, no, they're not that noisy. Like, when you're inside, you can't hear them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, I think it would be handy on a Friday or Saturday night, you know, when you weren't expecting to pick up and you do pick up, rather than running down to the 7-Eleven, the drone comes in, drops down what you need to be safe, and good times.
Oh, my God, Matty, I'm just looking at the website. You can get kebabs delivered.
You cannot.
No. You can from Reg's Hotbox. And Reg, you are the hero we need right now.
Should we just go to Logan and find a park for lunch one day just to get them delivered?
Don't laugh. That's a great idea.
Absolutely. Now, Liam, we've ordered you some Lamingtons, and I believe we ordered them about 10 minutes ago because they said it was a 10-minute delivery.
Okay.
Do you see anything above you yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
This is... All right, we've got to fill time.
Just depends how long we sit here for, you know?
can you obviously you'd be able to track your order, right?
Didn't someone say that it was only 3 minutes for the last time?
Yeah, 3 to 4 minutes.
That was
depends where you live, I suppose, if you're closer to where they take off from. Mm.
Yeah, right. And is it...
Oh, no. We just got a failure.
Oh, what happened? Oh,
failure, deribly.
The app is very clever and has realised that we're trying to order a drone from the city where we don't do drones. So we've just got a failure delivery notice.
Well, Liam was already
for
his Lamingtons.
You have to be in Logan.
Right.
But what about when you order? You want to treat a friend?
Yeah.
Well, maybe,
I don't know, guys. I'm working on it. I'm trying my best.
Maybe what they don't want is for people to punk others and just randomly deliver stuff to their house.
Why would you if you're still getting the money for it, though?
But
it's not like you pay on delivery. You pay before it goes.
True. That is true. That'd freak you out, though, if you just, babe, there's a kebab in the backyard. I'm going to eat it.
Well, sorry, Liam. We really thought...
I'll just starve now.
Yeah, there's no other way you can eat, Liam.
Sorry.
Yeah. Looking forward to that with me, nice warm
Milo. Sorry.
I tell you what, though, we are having to catch up in the park in the next week or so you can come and join us for a kebab, Liam.
Oh, sounds great.
All right, good on you, mate. Good. He's pumped, Liam. I love it. Oh, that's so disappointing.
That is very disappointing.
I'm not joking, though. Next week, we're going for an excursion.
Yeah. And we'll just keep ordering. See if we can get what we can get.
The sushi.
Yeah. Did you find beer yet? Is there anything about alcohol?
You can get cosmetics, Glamco, shampoo, conditioner, hair treatment, and style brushes.
They'll do us in the park.
Well, I even want to look pretty in the park. I reckon actually the alcohol thing is probably a no because of proof of ID. Sometimes,
of
you know, because you would just get it dropped off.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
Remember ScoMo last year during the pandemic said go out and do essential shopping? In fact, we bought some jigsaws.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
I was like, oh, is that what essential? Yeah. But it did make me think. I'm like, jigsaws, that's not too bad. My kids don't do art and craft. They normally like to kick the ball, run around. But I thought jigsaws they might be into. So bought a whole lot on eBay.
Mm.
And they're all under the TV cabinet. And they've put together one. And that's it. But you know how there's nothing more annoying than putting it all together and missing one bit, right?
100%.
And my son decided to do a little bit of cleaning up, which I appreciate considering he's only two. And he has put all the jigsaws all together.
Oh, no.
There's six different boxes of them now all in one. And I was like, I don't want to throw them out, but they're really...
throw them out.
Well, what, I can't, like, and I'm so scared now if I miss one, and how do you know if it's the under-the-sea one or the sky in the forest one?
Sell them to someone.
Do you like a real challenge?
Yeah.
Go on to Airtasker and see if you can get someone... to come and sort them out.
Yes! Thanks, but no thanks. Mm.
You know when you say to your wife or your husband, mainly when you say to your wife,
I'm out.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. She'll be like, don't bother. Take too much time. It's not worth it. You go, it's absolutely worth it. I'm going to do it. Like when you're getting your house painted and you've wrapped about 800 fairy lights around the rafters. You say, I'm going to take them all down so I can put them back up. She goes, just cut them all off and get new ones. It's not worth the effort. I went, it is absolutely worth the effort. They were $20 each. I'm not wasting that $20 each.
Fair play.
See? She's like, do it. Just take them down. After 2 hours of pull, 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 tangle, tangle, untangle, pull, 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 tangle, tangle, untangle, she goes, was it worth it? Yes, it was worth it. 3 hours later, pull, 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 tangle, tangle, untangle, tangle, tangle, tangle. I mean, it wasn't worth it. But it's annoying when she knows it wasn't worth it, and I know it's not worth it, but she knows that I'm not going to say it's not worth it, even though deep down she knows it's not worth it. No, I wrap them around bits of cardboard.
Hey, well done.
Well done.
Thanks, but no thanks.
What are you guys up to today? Here, want to do something?
Busy.
What do you got planned?
I don't know, go somewhere? I don't want to go home. Anyone want to come over?
Are we at that point where I'm like, yeah, man, sure, you can have a spare room?
Yeah, you can. In fact, we call it the stab room. We've just been waiting.
You know, only for a week, though. Like
that's fine. I only need it till, like, tomorrow afternoon. My dog, he's in the cone of shame again. Got a walking lamp, and he's got a sore paw and he wants to run. He's a border collie working dog. He wants to run and he's not even allowed in the backyard. And he just sits there and looks at you.
Did you walk today, Daddy?
Yeah, looking all sad, making you feel guilty.
What's his voice again?
Stab.
Does he call you?
For a walk.
Does he call you Stab or Dad?
No, I'm not his dad. He's got a real dad somewhere.
I reckon he'd call you Dad.
Nah.
He'd be Dad.
Boss.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. It's your wife he calls boss.
Yeah.
Hey, boss.
No, you're right. He would call you Stab.
So I don't want to go home. Making me feel guilty.
Put a cone on. Make like, oh yeah, you know, home. Join in.
Try to lick yourself and can't. You know?
I'll try that. Thanks for nothing.
Brisbane wakes up with Stab, Abby and Matt on B105.